ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The hands wave, the music pumps, the preacher dressed in the skinny jeans with the headset microphone skips across the stage. This is the face of modern religion. But where does the belief end and the pure entertainment start? Western Sydney University Professor Christina Rocha has been investigating the phenomenon for her new book, Cool Christianity.
Some kinds of megachurches will engage with cool Christianity. And to do that, they engage with celebrity and youth cultures. They engage with fashion, pop rock music, or groovy graphic design. The buildings look like corporations, for example, so that people, you know, go to work on during the week, and then the church on the weekend. Everything is very comfortable at the church. You have a cafe at the entrance, you have a little shop for merchandise, and then the services are really like clubbing.
So the description that comes up repeatedly in your book, which I found really interesting, is that church should be exciting. It should be full of excitement. How do you make a person reading from the Bible exciting?
When you transform that into almost like entertainment, a TV program in which the pastors are influencers, they will be on social media, they will be on TikTok, they will be on Instagram. During the church service, there will be a great band, there will be lights, and the church is dark as if you were in a club, a nightclub. And the Bible bits are projected on big screens as little PowerPoints. It's more about the theme of the talk, the preaching of that day. So some selections will be made. So it's really very comfortable, very much like what youths are, you know, young people are accustomed, going to the lecture in the university during the week, and the service on Sunday or Saturday night. The music is really loud. They can dance, they can jump. It's all very exciting.
I have to wonder, Christina, though, in cool Christianity, is there any place for being serene or contemplative or reflective or prayerful? These are the things we normally think of in worship.
Yeah, I think what we could think of is this music being worship, right? Worship time. So the music can be very exciting, but there's a rhythm in which some of the songs are very quiet, very slow, and people can be on their knees and crying and with their hands on their hearts or hands up and really worshiping. So this is the time, more than the preaching, this is the time in which people connect with God. It's through worship, through the music time.
How central is the preacher, especially the charismatic preacher, to cool Christianity?
The preacher is very central, as much as the worship leader, the musicians. They are celebrities in their own right. As I said, they are there for you, but they are also on social media. They are important. They write books. You buy their books and read their books. They are people you want to follow, and you want to model yourself on them, because they are very successful. And we can talk about a little bit about prosperity gospel later on. But the celebrity pastors and the celebrity musicians are very much like the celebrities that we have in everyday life. The musicians that we are fans of, the artists, the actors. These churches blur the secular and the sacred very much.
Give me a picture, paint me a picture of a typical celebrity preacher, because you do in the book, someone like Carl Lentz, who certainly fell from grace running Hillsong in New York. But give me a picture of what they look like, because, it's very modern Hollywood.
It is. It is first the fashion. They will be wearing the latest fashion, very expensive clothes. Many of them receive their clothes from fashion houses such as Louis Vuitton, and we're talking Gucci. As much as these fashion houses give to celebrities from Hollywood their clothes so that they hope that fans will follow their celebrities and buy their clothes. It's the same thing with the pastor. So he and she will be wearing the latest clothes.
Yeah, it's the trainers, it's the skinny ripped jeans, the strategically ripped jeans. It's everything not to look like a priest.
Yes, because that is uncool, right? If there are cool things, there are very uncool things, very uncool buildings and pastors and music. And these pastors are cool because they have all the trappings of celebrity and they engage with that. The congregation engages with them through fandom. So they will, as I said, buy their books and work to make the church a very welcoming and comforting place. So there's a lot of volunteering, and it's one of the things that the scandals, for example, of Hillsong and other churches, is that the amount of time people have to dedicate to make the church this experience.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that the pastors turned themselves into celebrities, people like Carl Lentz, who ended up, because of extramarital affairs, falling from grace. But Christina, how important are real celebrities to these cool Christianity churches? Not just Hillsong, but we think principally of Hillsong. I'm talking about people who aren't pastors. They're real celebrities being drawn to this. How important are they?
They are very important. If you are aiming to get the unchurched into church, then you have, for example, at a time you had Justin Bieber, you know, Carl Lentz, he brought in Justin Bieber to Christianity. He baptized him and he was hanging out with Justin Bieber and all the celebrities in America. And he was showing up on Oprah and giving interviews. And
who Carl Lentz was. Carl Lentz was on Oprah.
Yes. And he baptized, as I said, Justin Bieber. And that was very important for Hillsong because that's when it exploded into celebritydom. You know, it was really important at that time. His fall from grace was not only extramarital affairs, but the ways in which he used the money from the church to have a green room, to invite people for dinner, to have the best clothes, to all these things, to participate in this world of the rich and famous.
Yeah, well, one of the things, and before we get on to that, wasn't one of the Kardashians a member of one of these cool Christianity churches?
Yes, yes. So it was Selena Gomez and Kardashians. They would show up in church. But he also, Kanye West, was not a pastor or a preacher, but he's also making Christianity cool. He had, you know, in the Coachella before his fall from grace as well, he had the Sunday choirs that he had, and he was selling clothes branded with Christian sayings as well. So he was very much one of, you know, his last records was called Jesus is King. There are a lot of people who are not pastors or part of churches, but are also Christians and using fashion and music to sell this style of Christianity that is relevant to young people and relevant to people today.
Yeah, Christina, I don't like to question the authenticity of people's religious beliefs or the way that they practice it. But is there ever any suspicion about some of these celebrities associating themselves with these hipster mega churches? You know, I mean, you'd be pushed to say that Kanye West, especially with some of the crazy things he says about Jews, etc., you'd be pushed to say that this guy is living or modeling a Christ-like life, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes. And it's a contested term. Like many Christians are against this idea of celebrity churches, right? Of mega churches with celebrity pastors. Cool Christianity can be called also hipster Christianity. And you can see, you know, where the irony is there that people don't like this term. There is also an Instagram site called Preachers and Sneakers that was created by a Christian man, and he was seeing all these pastors wearing, you know, very expensive sneakers. And so he created this site in which he started posting screenshots of the pastors in their sneakers and with the price of the sneakers next to it and say, where is this money coming from? Is this ethical? Then he started with clothes as well, looking at the clothes pastors were wearing and putting on the prices next to it. And it grew so much, you know, there are almost 400,000 followers to this Instagram site. So it is very contested. Even the churches that are cool churches would say they are not cool churches because this is also contested for them. It's not something that they would say that they are Christian, cool Christian churches.
Yeah. This is the Religion and Ethics Report. We are speaking with Christina Rocha. She is from Western Sydney University, but we're talking about Christina's new book, Cool Christianity. Christina, you raise, you know, something that touches a very sore point, a very tender point with a lot of people. I don't tend to hear this complaint, even from the most caustic secularist, about the little local church on the corner, but I hear it a lot about these mega churches. Are they rolling in money?
Yes, they're mega. You know, the idea that they have to perform the mega, the idea that the bigger you are, the more favor from God you have, so that you perform this idea of success, of a lifestyle that is about money, about being well in life. So it's not only about the materiality of prosperity, but also you have healthy relationships, you have a good life. They are rolling money, and even if they are not rolling money, they are performing, they are showing off as rolling money, because this looks like, you know, they are being favored by God, so that they are growing and God is favoring them.
It's worth remembering, Christina, long before Hillsong, though, there was an idea of cool Christianity. What's the origins of it?
It comes really from the counterculture, from the late 1960s counterculture. So this was a movement, people remember the hippies, the idea that you experience was more important than anything else. There was a lot of ideas of therapeutical healing. And so when the movement started, the hippie movement started, people were really lost. They were leaving their homes, getting together in communities, and churches in California started attracting these hippies to church, and they were allowing for a communalism of living together, but with an evangelical strand.
Were these the Jesus freaks, I think? In fact, I think there's a popular song that refers to a long-haired Jesus freak. I can't remember what it was, but we're talking about the Jesus people.
Yes, yes. For them, there was an emphasis on the personal, emotional dimensions of faith. It was all about the bodily experience. It was through music that they would experience God, through healing, through being filled in the Holy Spirit. So really a personal experience of the sacred, which these characteristics, this focus on music, on healing, engagement with youth, engagement with popular culture continue right now to assist with the growth of these cool churches. So there is a very clear line there, I think. You can trace the origin of cool Christianity to the Jesus movement of the 60s.
Can I suggest, though, that if the Jesus movement of the 1960s and 70s was countercultural, is cool Christianity today really countercultural? I mean, with everything you've described so brilliantly, Christina, is cool Christianity really countercultural?
Not at all. I mean, the Jesus people was a small movement in the 60s, right? This is what we're talking about, is people who were seen as dorks or nerds 20 years ago, who want really to be cool, right? To be just like culture. So it's, you engage with culture, with mainstream culture, consumerism, branding, celebrity culture, and social media. But you do it in a way that you want to bring people to your minority group. So it's a minority group now that wants to engage with mainstream culture. So it's the opposite movement here, because it's a different time as well, right? The 60s and now.
You have a chapter called Fandom, And it occurred to me that this is a very, very clever term, Christina. Christianity is supposed to make people disciples of Christ. Are fans of Hillsong and other cool churches disciples of Christ?
I think they would say that they follow Christ, but they follow Christ in a private, more experiential manner at the church with community. So in a way, there's no difference. But what we see here is because these churches engage with celebrity, that the congregation becomes fans of the pastors and the music. I mean, these bands, they travel the world. They tour the world. They're a bit like celebrity bands that tour the world, not like Taylor Swift, but at least they have tons of people following them. Buy the merch, you know, that these churches have. All these churches make clothes and brand clothes and brand mugs and all sorts of things. They would say they are disciples of Christ.
Well, they certainly have had a major impact because I can tell you now, Christina, on my numerous visits to Rome over the past decade, I've seen quite a bit of Pope Francis merch, quite a bit of Pope Francis coffee mugs, you know, on these on these stands outside the Vatican.
Yeah, full Christianity. Yes.
It's been terrific to speak with you, Professor Christina Rocha of Western Sydney University. We've been discussing Christina's new book, Cool Christianity. The subtitle is Hillsong and the Fashioning of Cosmopolitan Identities. Christina, thanks for joining us on the Religion and Ethics Report.
Thank you. It's been lots of fun.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.